Steel Magnolias is a play about the bond among a group of Southern women in Northwest Louisiana. You might remember the 1989 film starring Daryl Hannah, Dolly Parton, Shirley MacLaine, to name but a few. Well, now the inspiring comedy drama is coming to the Queen's Theatre in Hornchurch, and I'm delighted that Gillian Kelly has taken time off from rehearsals to tell me more about it. Hi, Gillian.
Hi, hi.
So I understand the play is based on the family experiences of the play's author, Robert Harling. It was following the death from diabetic complications of his sister after the birth of his nephew. So how do you find performing in a true story?
Well, it's wonderful to, you know, to have the background information about this very interesting, lovely family that Robert Harling writes about. And because you know it's based on, it's a true story and based on real characters, it makes it even richer, you know.
And what character do you play?
I play a woman called Louisa Boudreau. And she is described as an old curmudgeon. And she talks about herself and says at one point that she's been in a bad mood for 40 years.
Is that fun?
It's great fun, yes. On the surface of things, she seems very, 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 very bad-tempered all the time. But as with all the characters, there is, you know, movement through the years that it takes, the few years that the action occurs over, and people change slightly, and you learn more about them, which is always the interesting part. So she's not simply a bad-tempered woman. She's also a very interesting, vulnerable woman. Yeah, very interesting.
And how many are in the cast?
There's six of us actresses. So there's five other actresses and myself. The characters are really, really strong characters. So they're marvellous parts for us to get our teeth into. You know, each and every person in the play is fantastically well drawn, and as we've said before, the characters are based on people that Robert Harling, the writer, knew in his life. Of course, his mother and his sister, but also the women in his neighbourhood, who were all these particular women he writes about, very, very good friends, and very loving towards each other, very playful towards each other in terms of, sending each other up and not taking anything too seriously. And but there's such a bond of friendship between them. It's really, really lovely to be part of such a thing.
And how long are you rehearsing for?
3 weeks and then 3.5 weeks, so not an enormous amount.
Wow, no.
We're into the second week of rehearsals now, yeah.
So I've got opening night is the 18th of September.
That's right, yeah.
And so you're all on track for that?
Well, fingers crossed.
Oh, I'm sure you will, because I know the cast down there at the Queen's Theatre are just always impeccable, always fabulous shows. And Steel Magnolias is playing until the 10th of October, so
that's
nice,
right.
Long run.
Yes, yes. And we hope that we'll get some, you know, fabulous audiences. I mean, I think it's been sort of put across as a play for women because it's about women, but it's not only. I mean, men will enjoy it too. It's very, very funny as well as sad, so it'll make you laugh. It could make you cry. There's something in it for everyone, I think. And we've got a wonderful female director as well, Liz Marsh. So it's really sort of female-feeling show, you know. But of course, the women talk a lot about the men in their lives as well. Mm. So you don't only feel it's about women. But we didn't say that it's all set in a hairdressing salon where these women meet once a week and catch up with each other and get the hair done and get the nails done. And this is the connection. You see the characters coming together on a Saturday morning over the period of a couple of years.
Oh, really? So the whole play runs over a couple of years?
Well, you see them on a day.
Yes.
Each act, there are four acts in each, four scenes rather, and each scene takes place on a particular day, on a Saturday, when they've come to the salon, but it's actually between 1984 and 1986, yes.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, looking forward to it. I'll certainly be coming along. So tickets are just start at £12.50, go up to £27, and the box office number's 01708 443333, or you can always book online at queens-theatre.co.uk. Thank you so much for your time, Jean.
Brilliant. I hope we see a lot of people there.
Yes, absolutely. Good luck.
Thanks ever so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.